Hi guys, welcome back to my podcast. I'm Shania, and this week I'm going to talk about the 2009 El Salvador floods and mudslides. So let's get started. The 2009 El Salvador floods and mudslides occurred November 6th through the 9 affecting areas, including San Salvador, La Paz, Cuscatlan, Olsotan, and San Vicente. The disaster was triggered by a low pressure system from the Pacific, and flooding from heavy rains caused mud and rocks slides that killed approximately 130 people and left 60 missing. Dozens of others were reported missing, and authorities warned that the toll could rise, and rescuers reached zones that remained cut off by floodwaters and landslides. About 7,000 people were evacuated. The government's website said there were 108 landslides, 2,009 destroyed buildings, and another 1,835 damaged ones. In all, 18 bridges were affected. There were two adults and two children who were killed when a mudslide buried their home Sunday morning. A radio journalist who reached Verapaz, a town of 6,000 in that region, reported seeing dozens of people desperately searching for family that went missing. Since it was a flood and mudslide, cars got all dirty with mud and some houses were filled with mud. In the United States, there have been floods with water, but in that case, El Salvador had a mud flood. Hundreds of soldiers and police and residents digged through rocks while Verapaz was looking for other 60 people that went missing from the mudslides, which struck before dawn Sunday while residents were still in their beds. If I was in that situation, I would probably be sad because my house was destroyed, and I would feel like there wouldn't be any solution to anything, because not only me but like other people. So I would be sad, not for me, for other people and for kids, because they need to sleep outside and they have to wait until their houses get reconstructed. While children slept on the floor, many of the adults passed the night praying, because they wanted the houses to be fixed and everybody to be safe. Thank you guys for listening to my podcast this week. Next week, I don't know what I'm going to talk about, but I know it will be interesting. Bye!